there, and welcome to another episode of Shouting in the Evening, brought to you by the Shite International Theatre Company. Please make yourselves comfortable. The performance is about to begin.
Sure, I can really describe it, but I'll try. It's like the rest of the world goes away. The edges of my vision get all blurry, like I'm gonna pass out, but I never do. All the other noises around me just sort of fade away, and I can hear my own heart beating. All I can see is him. I suppose it is a kind of madness. Does that mean I can plead insanity? Oh, I see. Well, of course I remember the first time I saw him. How could I ever forget a moment like that? My life changed forever in the space of a few hours. We met at the Christmas party, and well, he bumped into me and I spilt my drink on him, actually. It was just like something from a romantic movie. Real life meet cute. We got talking, and he said he worked on the floor above, which was why I'd never seen him before. And it turned out we both liked old movies and the same kind of food, and there was this connection, this spark. His eye contact was so intense. It was like he could see inside my soul. It was as if he understood me completely. I mean, really, really knew me like nobody else ever had or ever will.
Sounds crazy, right?
But when something is meant to be, then, well, you just know, don't you? He was the first man who actually listened to me when I spoke. He laughed at all my jokes. By the end of the evening, I knew we were meant to be together forever. He called me a cab and gently ran his hand down my back as I got in. Now, if that is not sending a signal, I don't know what is. Well, no, of course nothing else happened. He is a gentleman. It seemed like the most natural thing in the world for us to be together. I'd pop upstairs to his desk, and if he wasn't there, I'd leave him little presents. I found him on social media so I could see what things he liked to do and where he liked to go, because it's important to really get to know your partner, wouldn't you agree? Well, work's really busy at the moment, that's all. We both work very hard because we want to make the best life together that we can. He is committed to being the provider, while I am committed to being the homemaker and mother, so it makes complete sense that he would work such long hours. Couples don't have to spend all their time together to know they're in love. It was all fine at first, and I know he wanted to keep our relationship a secret because of all the office gossip, but there's only so long a girl can wait. Please, those girls mean nothing. Everyone has photos like that on their Facebook page. People go out for a drink or whatever and then pose for silly photos. It doesn't mean anything. Anyway, I am a very patient person. I was prepared to wait for as long as it took. I knew that eventually we'd be together, and then the whole world would know he's mine. Then we could move in together and go out for meals, or go away on holiday, just like any other couple. He just said that in front of his friends so they wouldn't guess his true feelings for me. You know what some men are like. They were obviously jealous, and he just wanted them to stop making fun of him. They all think they're too young to be in a serious relationship, so he couldn't admit in front of them that we're together. let alone that we're soulmates. Yes, I was a bit hurt at the time, but I tried to see it from his point of view. It was a bit confusing, yes. But you see, men don't always know what they want. Sometimes you'd almost believe they don't care, but they are just trying to come across as macho. It's all that toxic masculinity nonsense. You have to learn to read the signs, that's all. I knew, in my heart, that we were meant to be. And deep down, he knew it too. I just had to prove it to him. It's the ultimate romantic gesture, isn't it? Nothing expresses how much someone means to you like making sure you spend the rest of eternity together. He's my everything. Oh, you didn't see his eyes at the end. You weren't there. He cried with joy. He saw the gun and he knew that we'd finally be together for eternity. He was so grateful to me. I love him. You see? It really was the only way for us to escape all those interfering people who were trying to keep us apart. But, yes, I'll be the first to admit that it shouldn't have ended like this. Ugh, can't believe I was so silly. Never mind, I'll get it right next time.
Was Just the Thought of You, written by Ali Gallo and starring Emily Maybank. Thanks go to our esteemed technical wizard Ian for sound manipulation and button wrangling. Join us again next week for another Shouting in the Evening theatre production. Cheerio!